Fox and Friends.
Kristen Welker is terrible. I mean, she is totally partisan. Her father and mother are big supporters of Joe Biden for a long time. They're supporters of the Democrat Party. And she deleted her entire account.
Her Twitter account for one day last Friday. This debate will have the other candidate's microphone muted during the initial answer to each question, a change meant to discourage as much interruption as there was during the first debate. The World Series starts tonight. The LA Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays playing every game in Arlington, Texas to minimize travel during the coronavirus pandemic. Dodgers starting pitcher Clayton Kershaw.
Be able to win a World Series after all this would be just as special as any other one for sure.
Tyler Glass now starts the game for Tampa Bay. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Do you know the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for a decade comes in just one color? Kubota Orange, the Kubota L Series at Capital Tractor. It's an orange army of one with you in command. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents a social distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM, weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. Or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Crosby Electric is hiring construction electricians and service electricians immediately for work in Central Alabama. And we need electrical assistance, too. Join our drug-free team. Receive industry-superior benefits while working alongside other competent electrical professionals. Are you currently underemployed? Are you tired of bouncing from job to job? The conversation's free, so what do you have to lose? Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric for a confidential consultation. We need electricians, so let's talk. Apply at Indeed.com or call Crosby Electric today.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their arts and crafts and pumpkin festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We gotta build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs!
Hey! Don't talk to Limu like that!
I'm not, I'm talking to you!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time
for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Start of the second hour here. And you know, Jack, sometimes things just can't be coincidental. They're providential. Destiny, if you will. Right as Jeffrey Toobin is being fired from The New Yorker and suspended from CNN, taking leave from CNN, Anthony Weiner pops up, and he's now giving an interview to a local NBC New York affiliate. It's just like, go away. Like, you popped up at the end of last election in 2016, caused all sorts of problems with your laptop. It's like, man.
You've got to look at your choice of words there, Joey.
Well, it looks like he was interviewed by local reporter Andrew Siff, S-I-F-F. And, it's just some things are providential.
Well, when
not
you say the words Weiner pops up, you've got to be careful.
Well, get your mind out of the gutter. 272-9228. So you want to talk debate?
Yeah, but is somebody holding on the phone?
No.
All right. The presidential debate commission, Bob Dole said, being an old line Republican that he is, that he thinks, and Frank Fahrenkopf is chairman of it. Frank Fahrenkopf, as I pointed out yesterday, used to be the chairman of the Republican National Committee during Reagan's reelection in 84. He's chairman, and they have come out just yesterday to change the rules and the format for Thursday night, which is 2 days away from today, that it's not going to be about foreign events, foreign policy. They're going to rehash COVID and race relations because I think they think that that's where Trump is vulnerable. But as if foreign policy isn't important, R.A. Fleischer just pointed out on Fox News a few minutes ago that China is our biggest threat economically, militarily, and everything else that America faces, and they're not even a topic of the debate. I mean, this is blatantly unfair to go and change. I mean, these debate commissions sit down with managers of the campaigns that are going to be appearing in these debates. And they hammer out the rules, and they agree or disagree on certain things. I don't think the Trump team would have agreed to this debate had they known that you were going to have a rehash of two topics that were covered in the first debate and were also covered in the vice presidential debate. This is blatantly unfair.
It really is. And let's put it this way. Why are we really dealing with COVID-19 or the Chinese plague, the China virus?
Because of China.
Because of China. Yes. And their incompetence and their lying. And it's spread all over the globe because of that. What are some of the biggest foreign policy issues facing us for a generation? Yeah, North Korea's an issue. Iran's an issue, sure. Russia, always an issue. But China is the biggest thing on the geopolitical scene. Are we not going to have a topic just on China? Can we not have a serious foreign policy discussion? Please, as you're just saying.
Well, another thing that threatens our national security is Joe Biden's son making deals with Ukraine and China, both of which appears to have economically benefited his father. That's a foreign policy issue.
Right.
They don't want it to be brought up. That's why they're doing this. And I'm absolutely livid about it. Tell Frank Fahrenkopf to go F himself and everybody else on that debate commission.
Well, and
if I were the Trump people, I would say, no, I'm not debating.
Well, you know Bob Dole. I don't, but you know Bob Dole. And Bob Dole called it.
I drove into an airport one time. He wouldn't remember me, but still and all.
No, and this idea that, oh, there are Republicans on this debate commission, but Bob Dole said they're all never Trumpers. None of them support Trump.
He knows them.
Right. It's absolutely insane. And yeah, to change the topics back to race in America, the American family, climate change. What the hell is this?
Which is a... Oh, God.
Didn't Chris Wallace bring all these topics up the first time?
Yes. That liberal brought it up.
And now you have the mute button.
Yeah.
The mute button apparently will be administered, you know, Jack Campbell, you have 2 minutes to speak uninterrupted. And we're going to mute the president to make sure you are uninterrupted. I wonder if that mute button will be used at other times. Somebody might... Oh, sorry, my finger slipped. This is... Trump, though, is expecting this. And it's the debate before the debate. Trump is already saying this is... You heard it in our Fox News newsbreak at the top of the hour, folks. That Kristen Welker, as we went over yesterday, lifelong Democrat.
Comes from a family of Democrats.
She's been a dogged White House correspondent about... all the Russia stuff. She was right there in with the Russia dome scandal. Then, you know, no mention of spy dome, no mention of, you know, Biden dome and the whole laptop thing right now.
This to me is pretty outrageous.
People need to wake up to how the national press is working, and I think they are. What we're seeing right now is a massive shift in the way people get information, how people communicate with one another. I think it is reflecting in the polls. That these polls do not accurately reflect what people believe because people don't, number one, trust pollsters anymore, so they don't answer them, or they actively lie to the pollsters. And generally speaking, when you had, you know, let's say the big three networks and maybe a few cable networks and four or five newspapers, they could set the agenda of what everybody's talking about. Not anymore. No, people can... set the agenda as they please when they choose what news sources to go to. And as much as the big tech social media companies try to manipulate the conversation, as much as the old legacy so-called legitimate media try to set the agenda, I think there are a lot of Americans who are like, we're not buying it anymore. And it's not like they're going to go away. It's not like they're going to be abolished tomorrow. But in the same way tobacco companies told smokers and tobacco users for years, oh, this is perfectly healthy for you. And eventually people went, I might still smoke a cigarette every now and then, but it ain't healthy for me, I know it. I think a lot of people are getting to that point with the corporate press. Yeah, they're claiming they're objective truth tellers and really giving us the best information, but no, they're more selling a crap product.
I'm not even sure they've even told us that. I think they think that people are going to believe what they're saying is true. Look at NPR, for God's sake. Taking federal money
right.
to stay afloat and reporting opinion, not news.
Well, and here's the worst development with the corporate press. Is so much of what they have farmed out to unnamed people in the intelligence community. Like, if... seriously... if the CIA, the NSA, anybody in the FBI, anybody in that trade craft, spy craft, is actually executing disinformation campaigns on the American people to sway an election, these folks can go to hell. And maybe they've done it before in the past and we just didn't have the means to realize it. And these days we have the means to realize it. But this idea of we're talking to unnamed sources from the intelligence community, this laptop is just Russian disinformation.
Well, and that's totally not true. And I don't think anybody believes that. Let me just say that.
Oh, there are some fools who do.
Well, yeah, but very few people. I heard Bill McGurn this morning. You know, he was a Bush speechwriter, and now he's at the Wall Street Journal talking about, I can't believe that... you know, Joe Biden leaves an ice cream shop, and there's a reporter out there, this is yesterday, he doesn't ask him, hey, tell us about Hunter Biden, tell us about your son. Hey, Mr. Vice President, what flavors did you choose? That
yeah, I saw
yesterday.
It. Saw it.
I mean, well, what have we come to?
And
when Trump walks out, it's like, why don't you release your tax returns?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's hostile versus softball.
Well, and the one CBS reporter that shouts at Biden, what do you think of this New York Post expose? Biden goes, that's just another smear campaign. And of course, you would ask that question. And it's not so much Biden pushing back. You'd expect that from Biden. But it was all other members of the press corps, including that one reporter's own executive producer, lambasted the guy on social media. He was shamed for asking that question. How dare you, in these holy places of NBC, CBS, ABC, this holy church of media, how dare you sully these places with your sinful question? That's what's going on right now in this new civic religion. Well, I've been saying it for a while now, at least a few weeks. The dogma lives loudly within these folks, and that's what it is. It's detached from reality. It's a new dogma that doesn't even have the beauty of our older religions that actually might have some divine truth to them. Not this materialist crap being pushed by the corporate press and by the universities and by the think tanks and by, yes, again, the deep state intelligence services. We cannot stand for this. And I hope you want to get rid of these folks. They're not going to go away overnight. But you want to stick it to them, give them the big middle finger, then don't vote for Biden. I'll put it that way, in the negative.
Exactly.
Don't vote for
exactly.
Biden. Tell them you're not buying what they're selling. 272-9228. We do have a caller on hold here. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's JD, Joey. How are
you?
Hey,
JD. I'm all right. How are you doing?
Man, I am doing pretty good. Look, you know, I did a lot of reflecting over the past day or so, and they have muddied the water with conspiracies to where there's a lot of people that don't know what's real or fact.
Mm-hmm.
But the cold, hard facts is, you look at this laptop scenario, I think the people did everything the right way. They did not go to a news outlet. They called the FBI. That did absolutely nothing with it. Did absolutely nothing with it. I'm not going to say our country was perfect. I'm not going to say we haven't had race relation problems in recent times. But as soon as Trump was elected into office, it got overly amplified. And it's a shame that they're going to take all this foreign policy off of the docket and say, hey, pretty much let's talk about something that y'all have already talked over. And I'm kind of on the fence because on one hand, if I was Trump, I'd be like, no, we've already talked about that. Let's debate about something that we have not discussed. Let's put the rest of the issues of the country on the table. But on the other hand, if he doesn't, he doesn't get his chance to redeem himself from, you know, the first debate. So it's kind of like he needs to do it, and they just pulled a fast one on him. It's just a shame what this country has gone to in politics, and everything is being open and exposed, and the fact is being posed as conspiracy, and conspiracy is being posed as fact. It's awful.
I think what you said is so true about how if Trump doesn't debate, that's going to be the issue, not what right. The debate was about or supposed to be about.
Oh, they've made clear, though, Trump's campaign manager, Stepien, Trump himself said, we're going to debate. We're going to debate. It's not going to be fair. It's rigged. They're against me. They're changing the rules at the last second. It's not going to be fair, but I can handle it, is essentially what Trump has been saying.
Well, and Stepien wrote a letter to the debate commission on this very matter that you guys have changed the rules. This is not what the original agreement was. But Trump, you know, he has to do it, unfortunately. And I'm glad he's saying, we're going to do it, but you guys need to know what they've done to me. And he's going to be flying all over the country talking about that, too.
Well, and I would just say, in the heat of this moment, 2 weeks away from an election, especially this election with everything we just went over, JD and Jack, about how crazy the media is. And we really are. It's, I think, agendas coming to play, but it's also technology changing the way we communicate with one another and share info, and it's making everybody crazy. Well, I just suggest this one question for people who are great Trump supporters, or maybe you're not, you know, the average Trump supporter. Maybe you're a political operator like Jack was back in 95, you know, putting all those ads together and whatnot. Or, you know, back with the Texas Business Association, Business Council over there, you know, doing your dirty trip. Maybe whatever side you're on, the left or the right, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, ask yourself the question, am I on the side of the bad guys? You might not be. But I think a few more folks need to look in the mirror and go, am I doing the right thing here? Because there are a lot of folks up there close to the center of power who I feel like are not doing the right thing, and they believe they're on the side of the angels while they're not doing
well,
the right thing.
Well, it goes back to they're not voting for Biden. They're voting against Trump. And the way I see this, it's like two young boys. One of them did something terribly bad. Mom or dad comes home. Who did this? And the kid that actually did it points to his brother, and his brother gets in trouble. They have cast every bit of their criminal activities onto him. They have every single activity they have done. So this whole Russia collusion that they investigated Trump for, come to find out, it was Biden. It was Hillary.
It was Biden, absolutely.
But they cast it onto Trump. Once again,
well, they got ahead of it because they knew it was coming up. Just like this Ukraine thing, the phone call with the president of Ukraine was to preempt what Hunter Biden did in Burisma, making all that money off of his father's name and contacts. They were trying to get out ahead of that story, but guess what? The story comes up here at the last minute in the campaign. It's going to bite Biden in the ass.
Well, and I do wonder what shoe's going to drop on Trump next. Look forward later today or tomorrow.
They've tried everything. Nothing stuck.
Well, I'll try something else.
Everybody is a keyboard gangster right now, and there's so many people talking so tough behind the keyboard or on TikTok or on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram that eventually one day these people will be seen out in the streets. And let's not forget, Maxine Waters? When you see the Trump people in the streets, you surround them. That's going to happen in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it will be very bad. And they want to sit there and say that he's dividing America, that he's inciting violence. When I'm sitting there looking at Gretchen Whitmer that has a sign behind her that says 8645, I'm looking at Maxine Waters saying, hey, surround all these supporters and make them uncomfortable. Suggestion. What do you think is going to happen if a crowd of people surround me and my family and I start to feel threatened?
Right.
We're in a corner now. We're going to come out swinging. That's all there is to it. I'm going to protect my family if we feel threatened. And who would not feel threatened with mobs of people surrounding you that are prone to violence?
Well,
JD, our country's in a bad shape.
Appreciate it, JD. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Here's the deal. No self-respecting moderate Democrat, or even far-left Democrat, I'm not sure they're self-respecting, but none of those people are comfortable with Joe Biden as the nominee because they know he's prone to forgetfulness, and the later in the day it becomes, the closer to looking like a sundowner patient he is. Mm-hmm. They're scared to have him as a nominee. So what do they do? They try to make Trump look bad, and none of them are happy with Biden. They can't be. But they hate Trump so bad, they're willing to take a chance.
Well, and just the tone right now, it hit me last night, Jack, the tone of the campaigns, of the Biden campaign compared to the Trump campaign, it's night and day. It really is oil and water. In the sense of Trump is very energetic. He's getting out there. He's doing multiple rallies a day in battleground states. I mean, you know the classic line by now, I'm immune. I'm so immune. I'll come down there and kiss all of you. I'll kiss the women. I'll kiss the men. And then he ends his rallies dancing to YMCA. Whereas Biden's like, you killed 200,000 Americans, Mr. President. You've killed so many people and you don't care. And Trump's just like,
talking to eight
YMCA.
People.
YMCA. It's just, it's night and day.
That's the difference right there. And that's going to be what people respond to when this election rolls around in a couple of weeks. 2 weeks from today.
And then also, it's very funny how people get so worked up over this. For instance, you think conservatives and Republicans are bad. You know, Rhino, Republican in name only. You're not a true conservative. You're not a true Republican.
Right,
you get
right.
That sort of stuff. It's even worse in libertarian circles. That if you have any slight disagreement, libertarians are like the Greek gods on Mount Olympus. I mean, they're always backstabbing and cheating on each other, each other's wives and husbands. It's just a mess. And there's all these claims that you're not a real libertarian. I'm bringing this up because there's this young woman I've known, and you know, we've shared some articles before. just give her first name, Jennifer. And she says, I know all these folks are going to say I'm not a real libertarian, but I got to do what I got to do. I'm voting for Biden this time around. It's the only proper choice for me. And I know just as many libertarians are going to vote for Trump. And what's interesting, instead of commenting on her post, and there are all these people fighting like she predicted, like anybody could predict, how could you vote for Biden? The deep state. Blah, blah, blah. I look at her profile, and just, I thought I knew this, but I just wanted to remind myself, and she lives in Washington, D.C. I'm like, yeah, you're really holding down the fort voting for Joseph Biden in Washington, D.C. that went like 88% Hillary Clinton last presidential election. It's kind of like a libertarian here in Alabama saying, I'm voting for Trump. Oh, you're not a real libertarian. How could you? It's like, yeah. Is Donald Trump going to lose Alabama? No. And no. It's just, at a certain point, we get so worked up over these fights that I hope we don't lose our sense of who we actually are. Don't let this embitter you towards your neighbor. Don't let it harden your heart towards the actual great country that we do have. Right now, the government and the powers that be that control the government are the ones to blame. They're the ones dividing us. It's not just Trump or Biden, no. It is folks who have been in power for years, if not decades, and they've been manipulating the American people for that amount of time the same. And I hope Americans just take a deep breath in these last 2 weeks and realize we're being played. I'm going to vote what I think is right. I'm going to vote on my principles. I'm going to vote for the reasons that I care about, that I can, you know, make sense of in my head and hold dear in my heart. But don't let them divide you too much, because when they do that, well, then they can play you. They do it with fear. They do it with envy. They do it with appeals to loyalty and love. They do it all the time. Don't let it ruin your day, and I don't think it ruins most folks' day. I just know that I'm pretty close to the
plan. Well, it's
going
to ruin my day if Joe Biden's elected. I'll say that. You know.
Well, if he is, it depends on if Republicans keep the Senate. And here's the deal. Folks think, if Biden's elected, it'll go back to normal. What are you smoking? Normal.
It will, with the Democrats running the show and the swamp taking on more water.
It's not going back to normal. No.
No.
No,
no, it won't. He'll be far worse than Trump's predecessor.
Well, and Trump might be more dangerous outside the presidency than he is within it. They'll try to probably prosecute him if he loses. They're really saying that stuff.
I do worry about that.
272-9228. This hour, News and Views. Second hour, always brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ellis, Joey. How you doing?
Hey, Ellis.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I love these rallies. Trump, you know, Trump rally's got all tens of thousands of people screaming and yelling, chanting, "We 4 more years, we love you." And then you get to the Biden. I flipped over to Biden's rally, and he's screaming away, preaching, and you hear, it's just a bunch of horns out of those 9 people that showed up. It is so funny, man. I mean, it's just utterly ridiculous.
It's not
we know who's going to win.
Bunker mentality and strategy. I mean, it makes people question, is this guy able to govern? Is he able to move to the White House and conduct business for the country? I think there's a big question mark over his head right now. The people that may not, here's the deal. I know a lot of Republicans that can't stand Trump and his demeanor, but they're going to vote for him because they know that he's the only thing that's going to save us from tyranny and from a failed economy. I mean, people do vote their pocketbooks.
Yeah, and 50 Cent just made that clear last night.
And he's a braggart. Yep. He's boorish. He's a bully. And all those things are true. But by God, I think he loves this country. And he wants to change the things that have made this place a land of not compromise, but a land of giving in to other people and other countries. I mean, it's time finally somebody stood up for us and for the little guy.
He's a real man. Let's just put it this way. He puts his money where his mouth is, too. When he says he's going to do something, he dang-gum sure does it. And you know this debate that's coming up, the first dang-gum questions out of their mouths, I hate to say it, is probably going to be, do you denounce white supremacy? Getting sick and tired of hearing that crap, too.
Well, and also what he denounced at last town hall, and they said QAnon. You denounce QAnon. They claim that, that there's a big satanic cabal of child pedophiles. And Trump's like, well, I don't know anything about QAnon, but pedophilia is bad, so, you know.
I don't either. I've never heard of them until that night. I go, who the heck is, what are they talking about? They making stuff up now? I mean, man, look, all I got to say is God bless America. God bless Trump. Go vote Trump. Amen.
Thank you, Ellis.
Thank you.
272-9228, 272-9228. It's just insanity right now. And we've got, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the poll measuring contest between Tommy Tuberville and Doug Jones. I want to get into that when we come back from this break. More news and views from 9 till noon. When we come back, I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. 272-9228. This part of News and Views brought to you by the Goodson Group and Bo Goodson. Now, Bo Goodson is a very unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because, well, he's been helping buyers and sellers as well as property managers here in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over 40 years. So whether you're looking to buy a home, sell your home, or have that property, that rental investment managed, the Goodson Group is the place to go. But the best part about Bo Goodson's experience is when it really comes to bear in the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. It's one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs here in the great state of Alabama because of Bo's experience. And it's a very interactive course, a lot of Q&A, a lot of back and forth, a lot of real-life scenarios. that Bo Goodson uses to make the point and teach you the trade. Good scenarios and bad. With 40 years of experience, he's seen it all, folks. And that's why so many folks have graduated from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School and gone on to be very successful agents themselves. And some folks take the course, not even going for the real estate license, just to be more knowledgeable players here in the River Region real estate market. So whether you're looking to buy your home, sell your home, have that property managed, or join the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, you need to check out the Goodson Group today at thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com, or give them a call at 551-0225, 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. So it's a tale of two poles, folks. You know, the common knowledge, as we've been presenting on this show, is that this is Tommy Tuberville's race right now, with what we're expecting to be a very big Republican turnout to vote for President Trump, as well as, you know, quite a turnout during the runoffs. I think Tommy Tuberville has this thing sewn up. I think he's clearly leading. But on Friday afternoon, the Doug Jones campaign released a poll, Jack, that Doug Jones, Democratic firm FM3 Research, released a poll showing Doug Jones leading Tommy Tuberville 48-47%. That's a shocking number, especially given AUM's public poll. You know, we talked to Mr. Hughes, you know, not too long ago. And they've been pretty accurate. They were accurate on the runoff. The AUM poll showed Jones down 12 points, so not to be outdone. Yesterday, Tommy
Tuberville... But you got to remember, when that poll was conducted, Doug Jones was just starting to spend $1 million a week.
Fair.
He may have tightened up. It may not be 12 points.
Well, Tommy Tuberville's...
8-9 points.
Tommy Tuberville's campaign, though, in response to the Doug Jones leading by one poll they released on Friday, Tuberville's folks released their own internal poll yesterday, showing Tuberville leading 55-40.
Well, is that Trump?
No, Tuberville. No, that was,
okay, yeah.
Now, the problem here is we don't know the internals of either poll, but I highly doubt Doug Jones is leading this race.
I don't think so either. And a lot of that depends on turnout.
Yes.
I know there'll be a... I think it'll be a record turnout for both sides. I just don't think that... let's just put it this way. Tommy Tuberville ain't no Roy Moore.
Right.
And that's who Doug Jones beat last time.
So why... You know, you're an old political strategist. Experienced political strategist, Jack. Maybe a little weathered, too. I don't know.
Oh, my God. No doubt about that.
Why would the Jones campaign release a poll like this when it's laughable on its face?
Maybe their poll does show that. Maybe they're over-polling Democrats or under-polling Republicans or polling registered voters as opposed to very likely voters. You know, when you're polling, you got to drill down. Do you plan to vote on November 3rd or whatever day it is? Yes. How likely are you on a 1 to 10, how likely are you to vote? Being 10, the highest you'll vote, and 1, the lowest you'll vote, probably a 5, you know.
Right.
It's what they call the crosstabs of a poll, which is the polling data within the poll. So, anyway...
Does it have anything to do with getting more money? Showing off the donors that were in this race, give us more money?
The Tuberville's letter, what are you talking about?
Jones releases a poll saying he's leading 48-47. Do you think that's a ploy to say to some rich, maybe gullible donors, hey, we're in this thing, give us more money to get across the finish line?
Oh, yeah. Direct mail is a bunch of farce anyway. I mean, you always underplay your chance to win and hope donors will say, man, I got to help put him over the top. You know, he's right. Running 8 points behind. I mean, it's a ploy to get more money, sure.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones, News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Julie, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. It's a beautiful morning. You know, when you listened to Doug Jones commercials, and I've heard them to a nauseum just about. It makes him sound like he has done so much for this state. There's the thing about the seed cotton. There's the thing about the hurricane and tornado relief. They talk about how he has stopped the federal government from denying widows of fallen veterans their benefits. The reality of all that is most all that is federal monies. And I don't know that Doug Jones had anything whatsoever to do with any of it. But on the commercial, it makes it sound like, you know, he's in Trump's office beating on his desk telling him he's got to get relief to Alabama. And I just don't see that being the case. But I wonder how many voters are being swayed, or how many potential voters are being swayed by that information.
Well, a few are, but not enough in my mind to make a difference.
Well,
money isn't everything in politics, and in particular in Tommy Tuberville's case, he's been campaigning for essentially 2 years. And I think he's, you know, shook every hand in the state, so to speak.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, Doug Jones has really gone after Tuberville almost to the point of out-and-out lying about some of the situations. Especially his coaching, where they make it sound like he left Auburn voluntarily. That's not the way I remember that.
No, that is not what happened. And notice on Doug Jones's ads, one of them, he talks about Tuberville being a quitter because he left Ole Miss to come to Auburn. He left Auburn under duress to go to Texas Tech and all that stuff. So they're saying all that. And then at the end of Doug Jones' ad, Doug Jones, I'll never quit on Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a reference to that.
I wish he would. Wish he would.
Listen.
Well, Jack, what makes me the maddest about that is the reality of it is he did not start this year fighting for Alabama. He voted to impeach Trump. Then, when the Congress went back into session, he stayed home for about 3 or 4 weeks of that because it was too dangerous to travel because of COVID-19. How do you fight for Alabama when you're sitting in your kitchen drinking coffee and won't even go to your office in Washington?
How do you fight for Alabama when most Alabamians support Donald Trump and most Alabamians wanted Brett Kavanaugh confirmed? He voted for impeachment and voted against Kavanaugh. How is that voting or not quitting on Alabama? That's not what Alabama wants. So, you know, he quit on Alabama the day he got sworn in.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I said a couple of years ago that I couldn't wait to see Doug Jones replaced, but I feared that it would be hard to get a sitting senator out of office. I sure do hope that's not the case. I'm probably going to send Coach Tuberville $100 today, so maybe he can kick up his campaigning a little bit and do a little more advertising. Yeah. And I've already done that for Trump. So I would encourage everybody to do the same.
Well, good call, Bill. I appreciate it, man.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on line two. News and Views, you're on there. Who's us?
Good morning. This is T. Spear, and I completely agree with everything that gentleman said. And I want to add one more small tidbit. When Beauregard was just devastated due to the tornadoes, I didn't see Doug Jones come do anything. When I called his office, Doug Jones didn't have enough time to talk to anybody. Doug Jones was on the floor with Pelosi. I did, however, and I have photograph proof, know that President Trump came down and spent hours on the ground with the people of Beauregard, shaking hands and hugging people. And that little tin leather wallet he had in his hand when he got off that plane was his personal checkbook. President Trump helped the people of Beauregard. Doug Jones did nothing. I would like to know how many of those people that are in that ad were paid to do that ad instead of who stood up to do what was right for a candidate. Because I guarantee you, if they tried to find those number of people to come to this state to do that advertisement for them, they had to pay them money to do it, and they had to come from outside of Alabama because Doug Jones did nothing to this state.
I don't want to disagree with you, but those could have been people for Doug Jones. Those people could have been Democrat county chairman in some, you know, we don't know who those people were, but
you're being far nicer than I am.
Well, believe me, there's nothing about Doug Jones I like. I like the fact that he's going to be gone soon. That's what I like, but
he has done nothing for this state.
Well, I agree with you.
Well, T-Spear, we got to run, but I always good thank hearing you. From you.
Thank you.
Bye.
272-9228. The conversation continues after this quick break. I'm Joey. He's Jack. 272-9228. 272-9228.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit headleymetalbuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 on the weather for the last several days. Now it's starting to get warmer. The humidity will start to increase later in the week, and the nights are getting milder as well. Today, just beautiful, abundant sunshine. Still relatively low humidity with a high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Not nearly as cool tonight. Each night gets a little milder. Overnight low 65. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. We should be dry. I think the rain chances are under 20%. High temperature in the mid-80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms start to pop up on Thursday, and showers and storms becoming more likely by Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org. Let's
be here for them. The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Caravita Village are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Caravita Village. Resort-style senior living doesn't have to break the bank. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Caravita Village.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
Your Newstalk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
Getting this hour News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, you need to call Kim Williams today. Before you call some big bank or credit union, use some fancy pants app, call Alabama Home Mortgage. See if you can get a good refinance deal. In fact, I know you can. Unless you've very recently refinanced, and even then, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage has the absolute lowest rates. They're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on rates. She can save you hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment, thousands of dollars over the course of the year. You skip one payment after you refinance. And especially veterans. Right now, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage has a special deal with the VA through the EARL program. You can get down into the 2% range. It's an incredible deal for veterans. So y'all call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Why call them, Jack? Why call Alabama Home Mortgage?
There is a difference in mortgage companies.
Well, there really is. They do a fantastic job. It's easy to work with Kim, Madeline, the whole team over there. So again, that number, 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage, great sponsor of this, the second hour of News and Views from 9 till noon. One of our favorite callers here, Curmudgeon. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Jack.
How you, Don?
Pretty good. Jack did a little thinking after talking about giving out money yesterday. We started thinking about the black vote, how bad they hate Trump, how bad they love Doug Jones, how tough it was to come across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Why are we having to pay people to go vote? Is it reflective of the enthusiasm gap?
That's a good question. The New South Coalition realizes that black ministers are very influential in their church. Some of the, especially among older African Americans, they have always been traditional church members. They go to church, they worship, they're very close to the Lord and all that. And black ministers are very influential people. So they're now offering $6 per, how are they proving their voting, Joey? Do you know?
I don't know.
They have to prove they're registered.
Yeah.
That whole thing's reflective of an enthusiasm gap. And I believe that, you know, I wonder how that is around the country. There's no enthusiasm to go vote for Joe Biden.
Well, the enthusiasm is getting Trump out. You know, they're more enthusiastic about that than they are for Biden. How can you be excited about Joe Biden being your nominee? if you're a Democrat. No, you know he's prone to gaffes. He's forgetful. He says stupid things. I mean, you can't feel happy about him as your nominee.
All I know is if he gets elected, I'm going to pray for the next 4 years that he don't die. Can you imagine Kamala Harris being president?
Oh, no.
Well, and you need to pray and pray again.
Yeah, I'll pray for 4 years that he stays alive, you know, whatever. But I was looking at on the Doug Jones things. It's Dr. David White. I Googled him just for the heck of it. And you ought to pull up the reviews on the guy. The first review, it says, everything on this thing is a lie. The first one said this is a politician acting like a doctor. But he's actually from Columbus, Georgia. I know it's right across the bridge from Phoenix City, but I would think you'd live in the city you actually practiced medicine
now,
in.
Who is this David White fella?
He's on the ad for Doug Jones, the TV ad.
Oh, okay.
But if you want to see something funny, Google him and just pull up the reviews. He's got a 2-point something.
Goodness.
Only he lives in curmudgeon.
He lives in Columbus, Georgia, as a urologist. But
he can't even vote here, huh?
It didn't say he was an Alabama resident, did he?
No, you're saying he lives in Columbus, so I'm assuming
his practice in Columbus, but on the ad it says Phoenix City. But, you know, I know it's across the bridge, but yeah. I would think if you practice in medicine in Columbus, you probably got a house in Columbus.
Well, in curmudgeon,
how would you live in Phoenix City?
And, you know, curmudgeon, talking about enthusiasm, back to that, I think you're right. And it's always success in politics ruins movements. You had this incredible turnout for Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. And ever since that day, the Democrats thought, oh, demographics are destiny. We'll just recreate the same old coalitions. And no, people don't want to turn out for Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden the same way they did Barack Obama. Sorry, but that's just reality.
I think all this mail-out ballot stuff is not about coronavirus, but the hope that people would take more, you know, the time to throw a vote in a box before go standing in line. I think that's reflective of the enthusiasm gap.
Yes.
Is to try to get people to vote without having to go stand in line. You know, people that are crazy about Trump will go stand in line and joyfully talk to the guy next to them till they get in to vote. But that's just my opinion.
Well, curmudgeon, appreciate the call.
You're right. I think we need to warn our listeners, especially our elderly listeners, because that's who seems to be targeted on these ballots that are arriving in people's mailboxes from these out-of-state people. What they have done is, you can buy a voter list.
Yes.
If you're like a direct mail person, even an individual, all you got to do is pay for it, and it's like so much per name. And you can buy a list that what they're doing is buying lists of people who voted Republican in, you know, the last few elections. And what they're doing is they're sending them a ballot, an Alabama ballot, and saying, you know, here's the ballot you requested. And some people hadn't requested, well, nobody's requesting them. And what they're doing is getting you to fill them out and mail them back. And you think on election day, well, hell, I've already voted. You know, I voted, I got this thing in the mail and I voted. Don't send it in. Save it.
Jack, nothing says democracy like manipulating old people.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
Because I've heard of instances of two people who were dead and received these in the mail. And what they're trying to do is suppress the vote. So beware, if you get one, hold on to it and let somebody.